Keith Finnegan, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello. Is that your radio voice? Is that your radio voice?
You know what I mean? I don't think I have one really, but welcome to Galway.
Thank you very much.
Sorry I didn't bring the weather with you, but it's going to be a nice afternoon. I think it is.
I think it's going to clear up. Now, for people who don't know, Keith Finnegan was the voice of Galway FM, or even Galway Bay FM, for 34 years.
A long
How many
sentence.
Hours is that?
20,000.
20,000 hours?
Yeah. So we do a three-hour show. Used to do a three-hour show, 9 to 12.
Yeah.
5 days a week.
It's a great time to be on, isn't
40,
it?
Yeah, it is. But the time was right though, Ray. And you know when the time is right. Just to kind of bow out and just go into retirement. And the reaction's just been huge.
Well, tell us about that, because have you received the Freedom of the City? Or is that pending?
It's pending. There's a lot. I had a civic reception yesterday from the county.
Right.
Then the pending is the Freedom of the City on Friday week. So I can bring my Connemara ponies that I don't own or cattle into Eyre Square and they can graze free of charge.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Some crack when that happens. Yeah.
Do you have horses or cattle?
No. My brother does. My brother, I don't. But I wouldn't let his horses.
I don't think it's transferable.
No, it's not, no. But it's a great honour.
Isn't it? Brilliant honour.
Super.
Yeah.
Super honour.
And we have a brilliant local radio industry in this country, don't we? And Galway Bay FM are one of the big ones.
We do. And I don't know, did you ever start with the Pirates, did you?
I did. I was on KCR, known as Radio of Winter Kildare, and then WKRC and KLB and all sorts of other ones.
But I think we all started there. I started with RT Community Radio in 1980 and I'm 62 now. So they used to come into the community and you'd have local radio there.
I did that, yeah. Isn't that brilliant?
It was brilliant.
So it was the equivalent of a roadcaster.
Yeah.
And they'd park it up.
We had a studio. We were posh.
All right.
Jim Fahey.
So tell us how that worked then, back in the day.
So a committee came together 6 months in advance. Yeah. And you put together a programme schedule. And you allotted various people to it. And then you went into the studio and the guys in the studio did the mixing for you when you sat there and you... It was brilliant.
It just
10 days.
Broadcast to the local area.
Just to Galway City, yeah.
Yeah.
Then I just loved Radio Luxembourg. I loved radio all my life. Built a transmitter when I was a kid with my dad. Medium wave.
Right.
And nearly blew up the neighbourhood, but we won't really go there.
So was your dad into radio as well?
My dad was an electrician. He was a radio technician, so the old valve radios.
Yeah.
And then he became an electrician from there, but he was very bright. He was an educator of his time. So then I just loved radio. Went into the Pirates and just had good fun. And then once they were closed in 88, there was a franchise for Galway and the board of directors went and applied for it. And then I went in as a volunteer. And then in 91, I took over as chief executive and director. And I ran it and broadcast all at the same time. Yeah, but it was great though.
Quadruple threat.
Looking back, I'm saying to myself, was I mad? But no, we had a great 34 years.
Yeah.
Tremendous board, tremendous people. And you know what? People make life. And the reaction since I announced that I was stepped down on my 62nd birthday on the 12th of April, the reaction has been powerful, just powerful.
So what are you planning to do now?
I don't actually know, Ray. I'm taking time out. Eventually, we're doing elections, so I'm kind of helping out with the elections. What would I like to do?
You're still, like 62 is very young.
Well, I'm even younger at heart.
Yeah.
I really am. I met John. We were only 15 and 17.
Your wife?
Yeah. 15 and 17, yeah. Back in 1980, yeah.
44 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, it worked for us. It doesn't work for everyone.
No, but you know, some people say that some people are lucky enough to marry their first love.
And she was.
And yeah.
She was, yeah. Still is. But I mean, so then we have two kids. They're all grown up, so they are. And so then radio was my love and I just gave all of my time that I could to radio. My daughter, by the way, was my producer for 8 years.
How did that work for you?
Fantastic.
Did it? Yeah,
yeah, Katie, yeah. You're not related, are you?
No.
No, it worked well. It worked very well, yeah. There was a kind of your back was covered all the time. You know yourself, when the red light goes on, you have to be ready to go.
Now, you've seen a lot of changes in those 34 years in radio and what you can say and what you can't say and all, like...
Yeah.
So back when you started, people were writing postcards into you. And
Yeah.
Then of course, the text thing, and now you've WhatsApp, text, all sorts of things.
Social media.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
I don't know about you on social media, but I'm not tech savvy on social media. And I've chosen to be not tech savvy.
Right.
Because I don't know, could I take it with everything else that we're taking in life?
Yeah, well, why would you invite that into your life? But then it's essential. Look around you.
Yeah.
they're all on phones. They're all on phones.
Yeah, but, you know, well done. They're young people.
Yeah, yeah. And me, just I'm with them. Yeah. No, I'm joking. So we're here in Galway.
Yeah.
And we're regular visitors here, but just... in a few paragraph sentences, you know, Galway is a very special city, isn't it?
It's a huge, I mean, first off, where you are is very special because you're in the University of Galway and this is one of the finest campuses in the world. But then the city, so you've got the town and the gown. So you'd have the city and the college. So that we always refer to it as the town and the gown.
Right.
And the two are intrinsically joined at the hip and it works extremely well. And Galway's a great place. Like I grew up, I'm a townie. So if you grew up in town, you're a townie. So I grew up in town. We live just 5 minutes away from here out the road.
Merview.
I grew up in Merview, old Merview. Right. Yeah,
that was is that where we were this morning? Yes. In Roaricnamara.
Oh, yeah.
National school, yeah. Great school.
I went to school there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Look at that. Huh?
Yeah, I went to school there.
Now, if only we were back then and you were back there, we could have done a vox pop with you.
Yeah. I haven't been in though in years.
If we had the superpower of...
If you stood at the front door of that school and you looked over, you could have seen our house.
All right.
And then my mum and dad moved to Kirkcullen where they lived and I moved to Knocknacarron in 84 when John and I got married in 86. So, yeah. But Galway is just... They say it's a graveyard of ambition. Where people come and they don't want to go. And I had job offers in Dublin, I had job offers in the US, I had job offers all over the place. But I just love Galway. I just love it.
Home is where the heart is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to miss the old red light in the microphone.
I will eventually, yeah.
Yeah. So, podcasting?
No.
No?
No. I've done it.
You've done everything. That's it.
I've done it, yeah.
You've interviewed everybody or a version of everybody.
Like, I admire what you do. I'm a huge radio anorak. And I would still get involved in radio again. But just now.
Right.
Like, I don't know about you, but I get up very early in the morning time.
I do.
So I'm ready for a 9 o'clock start. Yeah. I'm still up early in the morning because I love the early mornings. So, and I'm productive in the morning.
Right.
But I'm in bed by 10 o'clock.
Yeah. I believe there was a time when you couldn't go for a walk.
Yeah.
Your wife wouldn't let you go for a walk.
Poor unfortunate wife. The promenade in Salt Hill, have you walked it recently?
I have. Not recently, no.
It's beautiful. But for about 20 years, we haven't walked it together. Joan would walk it every day because I would stop talking to people and it just drove her nuts.
Right.
Just, can we not go for a walk? Could you not just keep going? Could you not put your head down in the nicest possible way? But that, like that, going for a pint in town. I don't know the last time I went for a pint in town.
Yeah.
And I like a drink, don't get me wrong. But I just don't like going into pubs because then you get into a conversation, then it's hard to get out of a conversation. Am I odd?
No, I'd say you are, and I'm meeting more and more of them. You're an introverted extrovert.
That'd be good.
So if you were to say to people, I'm an introvert, well, why are you doing what you're doing then? Because you're putting yourself out there.
But it's in the industry.
What?
It's in the industry.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you're sort of, you know, you're cocooned in your studio.
Yeah.
So you're not, you know. Yeah, yeah. Paris Hilton is an introverted extrovert. Isn't that, didn't she say that? Yeah. And then I met another introverted extrovert. No, maybe it's one of those things that everyone's saying.
You just define me now, which is wonderful. How much do I owe you? Doctor.
Yeah, yeah. And we did, that was a quick session. You know?
Yeah, was, yeah. Do you take Revolut or do you want to catching coins.
What do you miss most? I'll
miss the...
The cut and thrust or... Do you like it now?
A row?
A row, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just on radio, though, I wouldn't row normally, though. It wouldn't be a kind of an argumentative divil.
Right.
I think I'll miss the... I'll miss the listeners. They're so discommoded. I met some people in the Salt Hill Hotel a few minutes ago. They said, we don't know what to do with our morning because... You know, you're not there and why aren't you there? And so I'll miss them, I miss the listeners. I miss the crew that I worked with.
Mm.
And I will miss the red light, but I think I could buy one at home at the kitchen table and get over that fairly quickly.
Yeah, Mairead bought Jenny an on-air thing for her birthday.
Well, that's a nice thing. I hope John Morley's listening to me now. John,
there you go. You get that set up in the kitchen.
Just a red light.
Joan could switch it on every morning when you come down.
She'd be on it then at that stage.
You're on, Keith. Yeah. You're on. Yeah.
No, I think life's for living. Yeah. At 62. Joan isn't 60 yet. She's 60 in December. So we just hopefully...
Brilliant.
Plus we like travelling as well.
You're sorted. Listen, Keith, great to see you.
Thanks for having me in.
Enjoy your retirement and enjoy bringing your cattle and your horses onto Air Square at some stage in the future. And lovely to meet you.
Lovely, you too.
Well, 34 years.
34 years, yeah.
Galway Bay FM.
Yeah, I'll tell
legend.
You.
Thanks, Keith.
Behave yourself. Enjoy Galway.
Quick commercial break.